The greatest drummers in the world in the palm of your hand. From the heart of Berlin, the Drum Trainer Online Podcast.
Willkommen zum Drum Trainer Online Podcast. Eins der ersten Interviews, die wir geführt haben, 2017, war ein Interview mit dem wahnsinnig geilen, ich weiß, das sage ich ganz oft, aber kann ich ständig meine Sprache nur erfinden, mit dem tierischen, dem unglaublichen, dem tollen Keith Carlock. Ne, was soll man zu dem noch sagen? Also macht einfach YouTube an, der kann gar nicht scheiße spielen. Wenn der draufhaut, wenn der anfängt zu spielen, sagt man, ja, so macht man das. Also das ist wirklich, Mann, oh Mann, oh Mann, oh Mann. Ich war richtig schockiert, wie unglaublich gut das dann nochmal ist, wenn du direkt daneben sitzt und dir das anguckst. Oh, echt geil. Und dann haben wir ein kurzes Interview geführt. Und das hört ihr euch jetzt an. Viel Spaß. Keith Carlock, meine Damen und Herren. Keith Carlock here at Drum Trainer Online. Keith, it's so great to have you. Thanks for being with us. I just want to ask you some very short questions about you growing up, your heritage, where you come from, because when I listen to you, you always sound like a drummer who listened a lot to R&B, like a very funkish guy, but also with a big jazzish background. And to be honest, to me, you sound very brutal behind the drum set. I love it. So how did all come this in place?
Oh, well, thanks. It's good to be here. I grew up in Mississippi, which is in the southern U.S., and it has a very, very rich culture musically. I grew up hearing a lot of soul music and R&B music, funk, and lots of rock and roll, of course, too. And, you know, New Orleans was not too far away, so a lot of New Orleans influence. Memphis was not far away, so a lot of that Memphis Soul Stax label recordings. Muscle Shoals was not far away in Alabama. So all this stuff influenced me a lot growing up, and because my family would be listening to records or friends or teachers. And then I later got into the fusion thing, a lot of progressive rock. But the one thing I didn't really know a lot about was straight ahead jazz, bebop and swing and that kind of stuff. So I decided to go to North Texas State. It's also known as University of North Texas now. And I studied with Ed Sof, who was a great jazz teacher and a great jazz player. And so that really turned my whole world around. And so I was able to learn what that was all about. And it changed my touch and my technique a lot. And I just kind of took all those influences from what I grew up listening to, and then added some jazz elements to it, and then just kind of, I always say I put it in this pot and then stirred it up, and this is how it came out. And I think it's been good for me to have all that to draw from, because I can adapt to so many different musical situations.
Great. And last night when you played at Just Music, of course, you could tell that you practice a lot of rudiments. So did you play in the drum line? Did you do this in school?
Yeah, a lot. It was really big where I'm from. The marching band is so much a part of the American football culture. There's always the cheerleaders and the marching band and you know, rooting on the team. And you do a halftime show usually. So it's in parades for holidays in the city, things like that. So I was playing rudimental snare drum from the very beginning, and with teachers that I had growing up. But once I got into school, into middle school, around seventh grade, all the way through 12th grade, and then also in college, I played in the drum line. And so it's a huge influence, and a lot of what I play around the drums are rudimental stickings, and a lot of doubles, a lot of paradiddles, a lot of flams, and different types of rolls, five-stroke rolls, paradiddle-diddles, you know, six-stroke rolls, seven-stroke rolls, however it comes out. But I use a lot of that stuff, you know, all the time.
Great. And if I may ask, your biggest drum heroes, maybe your biggest three?
Well, that's hard to go to just three, but I guess I would say, well, you know, Elvin Jones in the jazz world, or Tony Williams, and then probably Zigaboo Mataliste with the Meters, you know, New Orleans funk player, and then John Bonham, maybe.
Great. And I hope this is the last question. A recommendation to young players who want to make it, or let's say who want to be great drummers, what would you recommend nowadays in terms of YouTube and distraction?
Yeah, well, I think there's so much information out there, and obviously there is. And I think it's really important to check everything out and really learn from your favorite players. That's really important. Put the work in, of course. You got to put the work in, and really, it's got to be your passion, so that it's fun and it doesn't feel like work. It's just, you just can't wait to get down and play every day and learn. But I think it's also important to get yourself into situations where you're playing with human beings and playing in bands as early of an age as you can, and keep playing with people, because that's really where it happens, and you got to learn what's necessary, and the choices that you make with a rhythm section is what is really important. And just figuring out how to lay down a solid groove with a rhythm section, how to lock in with a bass player and the guitar player, and how all those parts work together. That's the real music stuff. And if you have that together, people are going to hire you. They're going to want to play with you. So that's important. And just finding your own sound. You know, try to be unique. Find your own voice. Something that is unique to you. The way that you tune. The way that you know, your touch is going to be your thing. And you know, the choices that you make around the drums is all you. So just make that important, and make it stick out from the norm, you know.
So very last question. So Keith, you played with almost everyone in the great pop world: Steely Dan, Toto, John Mayer, Sting, and you're already also known as a great jazz fusion drummer with Rudder. What is next?
Well, I'm still working with Steely Dan, and there's a lot of big festivals coming up that they're doing, and a lot of one-offs and things like that. So I'm still busy touring. I'm trying to do more teaching and more educational stuff like this when I can. You know, just keeping busy with sessions, and as long as it keeps coming in, I'm happy to keep working, and that's what's next. You know, just keep it going.
All right.
So, and we'll see. We'll see what else happens.
Thank you so much. We hope to have you back soon. Bye.
Thanks, man. Hope to also.
So Leute, wenn euch das gefallen hat, dann gebt uns doch bitte mal ein Like, und noch viel wichtiger, abonniert den Podcast, damit ihr ja nichts verpasst. Und wenn ihr diese ganzen geilen Trommelschweine mal in Action sehen wollt, besucht auf jeden Fall unsere Webseite drumtrainer.online. Da findet ihr über 600 Videotutorials mit über 60 Dozenten. Und da sind wir ziemlich stolz drauf, und das kann sich sehen lassen. Also schaut mal vorbei, wir sehen uns oder hören uns. Liebe Grüße aus Berlin.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.